This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. 5 years ago, at age 21, violist David Aaron Carpenter burst onto the music scene when he became the first American and the youngest person ever to be mentored in the Rolex Mentor Arts Initiative. That award gave him the opportunity to study with conductor, violinist, and violist Pinchas Zukerman. The following year, Carpenter was preparing for his final exams at Princeton University when he was called at the last minute to fill in for Maxime Vengerov with the Lucerne Symphony Orchestra in Switzerland. Carpenter jumped at the opportunity without quite realizing what he'd gotten himself into.
And at that time, Maxime was sort of dating Argentinian tango dancer, and he actually asked Benjamin Yusupov to write a concerto for him for five-string electric violin, viola concerto, and also the dance, the tango, in front of, you know, thousands of people in Lucerne.
David had to learn the tango, a new concerto, and how to improvise when he and his partner got out of step.
During the performance, she started spinning really, really fast around, and her elbow accidentally just went up and sort of knocked me down. But I sort of made it part of the act and made a very passionate scene, I guess, in the tango dancer, and just brought it right back to her and completed the whole concerto while sort of my face was becoming red.
David Aaron Carpenter isn't afraid of a new challenge. When the president of Ondine Records approached him about recording three newly discovered viola concertos by Joseph Martin Krauss, David was immediately on board. Krauss was born in 1756, the same year as Mozart. Joseph Haydn, who knew both composers, considered Krauss to be on the same level of genius as Mozart. David Aaron Carpenter says Krauss was a very innovative composer.
He was very, harmonically progressive in his movements. You know, it's very dramatic music sometimes, and then you have, you know, sort of these embellishments that you would hear in Mozart and Haydn's work. And I think he was one of these composers that really understood, really the balance between the virtuosic performer, the violist at that time, and the orchestra, to sort of have this play of different instruments and different timbres and different sounds that many composers of the time really didn't understand. And I think maybe in this case he was almost like Mozart in that very, very progressive thinking.
Carpenter takes a few liberties of his own with these concertos. As you listen to the cadenza in the first movement of the concerto in G major for viola, cello, and orchestra, you'll hear what sounds like a familiar line from a Haydn cello concerto.
I made that cadenza up. I was framing that particular point. It was pretty much my homage to Haydn at that time, or maybe what Krauss would have put in as well. But it was actually my cadenza that I put in, and it was a Haydn concerto for cello.
From a technical standpoint, Carpenter says this work is incredibly challenging for both soloists.
If you heard the third movement, sort of this rondo section that, you know, the cello just goes up into the stratospheric point of you can't, I don't think you could even go on any higher on the cello at that point, when, you know, sort of the viola's playing these triplets and really fast passages underneath. So it's quite remarkable of how he understood, I mean, sort of to really put out this extreme virtuosic writing and to make it sound like it's breathless and very carefree and easy. I think this composer is quite dear to my heart, you know, just to know that he regarded the viola as such a high instrument. But it's also interesting to note that, you know, composers such as Beethoven, Britten, Hindemith, and even I think Monteverdi and Haydn all played the viola as well. I think for all these major composers, they always heard the viola sort of as the middle voice, right between the violin and the cello, and to really understand, you know, that we had the best of both worlds. I think they understood this quality, which is, well, another reason I just don't know why the viola is not more of a solo instrument.
With this new release premiering three recently discovered viola concertos by Joseph Martin Krauss, David Aaron Carpenter's dream to continue to promote the viola as a major solo instrument is being realized. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.